My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that there is no such thing as magic. What looks like magic is generally skilled labor that is kept invisible. So, if you want magic, it's up to you to make it happen. But the good news is that you probably can make it happen. And on those occasions when we see magic, sometimes it is even more magical when we acknowledge this. Today's tip comes from an unexpected source. Longtime listeners may recall that in 2023, I wrote a sonnet every week. That is a 14-line poem in iambic pentameter with a certain rhyming scheme. Late in the year, I wrote one of those sonnets about the seeming magic of Christmas, with beautifully decorated trees and wrapped packages amid the bleakness of winter. Here are a few lines from that poem. I sit in silence, gazing at my tree, all trimmed with baubles, softly glowing lights, a beacon in the window, greeting me, acknowledging the lateness of these nights, when I was wrapping presents, tying bows. All magic is just labor, hidden well. The poem goes on from there, but I heard from a lot of readers about that last line. All magic is just labor, hidden well. My Christmas tree was beautiful, magical seeming, with the ornaments and lights and presents underneath. But it wasn't actually magic. I made it happen. I decided I wanted a particularly showy tree, and I made sure we got one. I spent hours figuring out what my kids wanted and ordering and shopping for gifts. And I spent lots of time wrapping the gifts in bright, shiny paper with extra bows and ribbons. All of this was not magic. At times, it felt like a slog. But with the effort and late nights behind me as I sat looking at my tree one December morning, it felt like magic. I think it's empowering to realize that apparent magic results from labor, because that means we aren't dependent on something outside of ourselves to make magic happen. We can do it ourselves. We may need to invest a lot of effort, but when we do, delight can ensue. It feels great to make magic for other people, whether that's with Christmas decorations and gifts, a transporting dinner party, or a Halloween costume that makes a child's dream a reality. Now, this is not to say that we need to do more invisible labor. I bet a lot of people listening to this podcast are already doing a lot of thankless, invisible labor. But we do have the power to use our creativity, time, and effort to delight those we love by making magic for them, and we can make magic for ourselves, too. If you want a show-stopping vacation, you can dream up how to make it happen and execute on it. If you want a gorgeous Thanksgiving spread like you see in magazines, you can figure out how to gussy up your dining room, create an autumnal tablescape, and make all those elaborate dishes that look so scrumptious. If you are wishing to be celebrated for a particular accomplishment, well, book the venue, invite the people, and create the party of your dreams. As a corollary, when you experience something magical, you can repeat that same phrase. All magic is just labor, hidden well. That magician has practiced to make his tricks look effortless. That sequence of pyrotechnics at a concert was rehearsed until they simply couldn't fail. That teacher who can get a rambunctious little kid interested in a book is not actually possessed of magical powers. She is just really, really good at her job. So let's acknowledge that. Humans can do utterly amazing things when they think it through and work really hard. I find hard labor more impressive than magic, actually. Keeping this phrase in mind empowers us to keep attempting ambitious wonders. Have you made any magic lately? I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.